isika hiezaka hiditra ho amin'ny toritena
ary
ny ankizy kely afaka mankany amin'ny fotoana ho an'ny ankizy amin'izay.
The rest of us, we're going to speak today about speech.
Ary ny ambiny amintsika kosa androantsika iresaka momba ny fitenenana.
I've been speaking about what God wants to redeem.
Efa niresaka ako mikasika an'ilay zavatra tian'Andriamanitra ho avotana.
Last week I spoke about God working redemptively in different areas of our lives.
Tamin'ny heriny ako niresaka hoe Andriamanitra dia miasa amin'ny mpanavotana amin'ny lafiny isan-karazany eo amin'ny fiainantsika.
The week before last.
Tsy tamin'ny heriny moa fa ilay herinandro tao alohan'ny tamin'ny heriny.
And today I want to look at how we speak.
Dia androany tsika hijery hoe ahoana ny fomba fitenenantsika.
God wants to change the way you speak.
Tian'Andriamanitra ho vaina ny fomba fiteninao.
It's part of restoring what was lost when sin entered the world.
Anisan'ny zavatra tian'Andriamanitra ho averina milona izany rehefa tafiditra teto amin'izao tontolo izao ny fahotana.
So if you still speak the same way you did when you first got saved,
ka raha ohatra ka mbola mitovy amin'ny fomba fiteninao tamin'ny anao vovovonjy iny ihany ny fomba fiteninao a,
then maybe you haven't understood how much the gospel is supposed to change you.
Dia angamba mety tsy azonao tsara hoe ohatrany ahoana ny habetsaky ny zavatra tiany ny filazantsara hovainao aminao.
I got saved quite young.
Za tamin'ny mbola somary kelikely dia efa vovonjy.
And then I got into kind of the time in high school where it's cool to use swear words.
Dia nanomboka tonga tany amin'ny lycée ako nanomboka nahita hoe ohatrany cool ny mampiasa an'izao teny ratsy kely izao.
And so while I was with some friends, I forgot about Jesus.
Dia rehefa miaraka amin'ny namana sasany dia adiniko ny an'i Jesus.
And I showed them what a man I was by using the worst language you could think of.
Dia nasehoako an'izareo mihitsy izany tena lehilahy amin'ny fampiasana an'izay teny ratsy tena azoko ampiasaina.
It's amazing when you're young how stupid you are.
Tena mahagaga mihitsy hoe tena tsy saina mihitsy ny anay rehefa tamin'ny mbola tanora.
You think it's cool to smoke.
Ianao mieritreritra cool be mifoka sigara.
Or it's cool to swear.
Na cool be miteny ratsy.
It's cool to tell dirty jokes.
Cool be manao an'le blague teny ratsy ireny.
And I have a great sense of humor, so I used to love some pretty bad jokes.
Za tena olona ti memeako dia tena tiako be mihitsy mampiasa an'le blague tena ratsy be ireny.
And then one day God just touched my heart and said, I don't like that.
Dia indray andro mikasika ny foko Andriamanitra dia hoe tsy tiako izany zavatra izany.
I was like, I want to stop doing that.
Dia hoe aho tena te hijanona anao an'izany, tsy anao an'izany aho.
But how?
Fa ahoana?
It's a habit.
Fahazarana.
I always spoke that way.
Tena hoe tena izay mihitsy ny fomba fiteniko.
And God said, I've got the power.
Dia hozy izy Andriamanitra hoe za manana an'ilay hery.
He said he would change me.
Hozy izy hoe izy no hanovanahako.
I said, yes, Lord, I want to change.
Dia hozy ako hoe eny tompo te hiovaako.
That's an important thing for us to understand.
Izany tena zava-dehibe mihitsy ny fahazahoantsika an'izany.
When God comes to change you,
rehefa tonga Andriamanitra hanovanao,
he doesn't tell you to change but leave you helpless.
Izy tsy miteny aminao hoe miovay ianao nefa ianao avelan'ny rery tsy misy fanampiana eo.
He actually gives you the power to change.
Fa izy mihitsy manome anao an'ilay hery hoentinao miova.
So afterwards you can't pat yourself on the back and say, well done, Kim.
Ka rehefa vita ilay izany, rehefa tafiova ianao tsy afaka ny doka tena hoe tena nety be iny, Kim.
You used to swear, but because you're so good, you stopped swearing.
Ianao tena miteny ratsy be mihitsy fa satria ianao tsara be izao tsy miteny ratsy intsony.
Then the glory goes to me.
Dia avy eo ilay voninahitra mankaty aminahy.
Doesn't work like that.
Tsy ohatran'izay ilay izy.
It works like this.
Fa ohatr'izao ilay izy.
I used to swear and I was actually pretty powerless.
Za tena mpiteny ratsy ary dia tena tsy nanan-kery mihitsy ny ahako.
And God gave me his strength.
Dia nomen'Andriamanitra ny hery ny ahako.
So now I don't swear so much.
Ka amin'izao fotoana izao tsy miteny ratsy be intsony.
And I say glory to God.
Dia miteny hoe voninahitra ho an'Andriamanitra.
Because he helped me.
Satria izy nanampy ahy.
So it's not a self-effort, it's a revelation of wanting to please God and him giving you the strength.
Ka ilay izy izany tsy hoe hery ny tenanao fa amin'ny fahafantaranao hoe te hanome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra anao dia mahafantatra an'izay.
But seriously, speech, what is it about?
Efa tena izy hoe le fitenenana inona moa ny momba an'izy io e?
It's a gift from God.
Fanomezana avy amin'Andriamanitra io.
The animals don't have it.
Ny biby tsy manana an'ireny.
You see it in cartoons but nowhere else.
Any amin'ny dessin animé aloha ianao mahita an'izay fa ankoatran'izay tsisy.
You don't see animals speak in nature.
Any amin'ny tena natiora ianao tsy mahita biby miresaka.
If you are having a conversation with the dog on the road, you're insane.
Raha ohatra ianao ka miresaka hoe mifampiresaka amin'ilay alika eny amoron-dalana eny a, misy voakely ato izay.
Animals don't speak.
Biby tsy miteny.
Certainly not in any complex way.
Eny tena hoe tsy amin'ilay fomba sarotra be ohatra izao.
But you do.
Fa ianao miteny.
Because God speaks.
Satria Andriamanitra miteny.
God spoke creation into existence.
Andriamanitra niteny zavaboary mba hisy.
He said, let there be light, and there was light.
Niteny izy hoe misy ny mazava dia nisy ny mazava.
Speech is something holy.
Ka niteny izany a dia zavatra masina.
But sin has messed it up.
Fa ny fahotana namadika an'izay.
What we want is to learn to speak like God again.
Ny zavatra tiantsika dia mba hiezaka hiteny tahaka an'Andriamanitra indray.
God speaks words that are good.
Andriamanitra niteny teny izay tsara.
They're creative.
Ilay izy a na forna.
They build.
Na nangana.
They bless.
Nitahy.
So we have to learn to find a way to overcome the way we speak as sinners.
Ka isika izany mila mitady fomitsika andresentsika an'ilay fomba fitenitsika tahaka ny mpanota.
You may say, okay, I don't use bad language.
Ianao angamba mety miteny hoe za tsy mba miteny teny ratsy izany.
I'm a respectable man or woman.
Za dia tena olona lehilahy na vehivavy tena mendrim-panajana.
Just before you pat yourself on the back, I want to tell you there's more.
Melohan'ny dokafanao ny tenanao dia teny aminao hoe mbola misy ankoatra an'izay.
Just not swearing is not enough.
Tsy ampy ilay hoe tsy miteny ratsy fotsiny ihany.
God wants to change the whole way you speak.
Fa tena tian'Andriamanitra hovaina mihitsy ilay fomba fiteninao iray manontolo.
Because some people don't swear.
Satria misy ny olona sasany tsy miteny ratsy izy a.
But they're always complaining.
Kanefa ny zareo dia be taraina be foana.
Ah, this is bad.
Ratsy ty.
Ah, that's bad.
Ry zavatra ry ratsy.
The price of rice has gone up.
Tena niakatra be indray mividin'ny vary.
The price of fuel's gone up.
Niakatra mividin'ny lasantsy.
Crime is getting worse.
Tena mibetsaka be mihitsy izao ny jiolà.
There's unemployment.
Tsisy asa.
We're all gonna die.
Ho faty daholo tsika rehetra.
And all they do is speak hopeless words.
Dia ny zavatra ataony dia zavatra tsy mba misy fanantenana mihitsy ny tenitenenina.
They speak negative words.
Zavatra negatifa daholo, teny negatifa daholo.
Words with no faith.
Teny tsy misy finoana.
That speech is unredeemed and God wants to redeem it.
Izany fomba fitenenana izany mbola tsy voavotra izany ary tian'Andriamanitra ho avotana.
So learning not to swear is just kindergarten baby school.
Ka le fianarana mba tsy teny ratsy iny izany a, iny ohatra ny mbola le aty amin'ilay vo ianao vo hiditra hianatra voalohany indrindra iny any amin'ny maternelle.
But the Bible says you mustn't do it.
Fa ny Baiboly anefa milaza hoe tsy tokony hanao an'izany tsika.
I want to find you scriptures for this.
Tiako ianao tia hijery tenin'Andriamanitra ho anareo any amin'izay.
Some guys think it's okay to swear.
Ny olona sasany manko mieritreritra tsy maninona ny teny ratsy.
Colossians 3 verse 8.
Kolosiana toko fahatelo andinin'ny fahavalo.
It says you used to live like a sinner.
Hoy izy hoe ianareo dia niaina tahaka ny mpanota.
But now.
Fa amin'izao fotoana izao kosa.
You must stop.
Mila mitsahatra nareo.
Read Colossians 3 verse 8.
Andone vakitsika ny Kolosiana toko fahatelo andinin'ny fahavalo. Fa ankehitriny esoriko izao rehetra izao dia fahatezerana, fiafinafonana, lolopo, fitenenan'ny ratsy, teny mahamenatra avy amin'ny vavanareo.
Did you see it? It said, put away obscene talk from your mouth.
Hitanareo ve ilay hoe esory mihitsy ozy izy a ny fitenenan'ny ratsy avy amin'ny vavanareo.
Americans may swear in movies.
Mety hoe miteny ratsy ny amerikanina rehefa any amin'ny film.
It may look cool in the movies.
Ohatrany hoe cool be mijery an'izany ao amin'ny film.
It may not even be your first language.
Mety tsy fiteninao voalohany ilay teny anglisy.
But don't swear.
Fa aza miteny ratsy.
No obscene talk.
Tsy misy fitenenana maloto, tsy misy fitenenana ratsy.
All the people you hang out with, your Malagasy friends swear.
Angamba ilay olona fiaraka aminao ireny ilay malagasy namanao mety mpiteny ratsy.
But you put that away from your mouth.
Fa ianao manala an'izay hiala amin'ny vavanao.
And it goes on. Read verse 9 and 10.
Donne tu istika ho amin'ny andin'ny fasivy sy fahafolo, aza mifandainga ianareo fa efa narinareo ny toetra taloha mba amin'ny asany ary efa notafinareo ny toetra vaovao izay avaozina ho amin'ny fahalalana tsara araka ny endrika izay nahary azy.
You see what's happening?
Hitanareo ny zavatra mitranga?
Is God saying now he wants you to become more like him?
Andriamanitra miteny hoe izao a tiany ianao e hitovy aminazy.
So other people swear, other people lie.
Ka ny olona sasa miteny ratsy, ny olona sasa mandainga.
Other people use their mouths in a dishonorable way.
Ny olona sasa mampiasa ny vavany amin'ny fomba tsy manome voninahitra.
But God wants you to be renewed into the image of your creator.
Fa ianao kosa tian'Andriamanitra ianao mba ho avozina hitovy amin'ny endrik'ilay nahary anao.
Which is why I started by saying, how does God speak?
He never
lies.
Tsy mandainga mihitsy izy.
He never tricks people in what he says.
Izy tsy mamitapitak'olona izany amin'ny zavatra izay teneniny.
He never looks to take advantage of someone by telling them half a truth.
Izy tsy mijery hoe iza ireny no azoko araraotina dia nitsasaky ny fahamarinana ihany no teneniko aminy.
If he says he will do it, he will do it.
Rehefa miteny izy hoe anao an'izao dia tena ataony tokoa ilay izy.
So that means our speech needs to be changed to be more like God. But the issue is not with your tongue, actually it's with your heart. And it's with your head. And so Jesus tells us that it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks.
Ozy Jesus hoe araka ny abetsaky ny ao anatin'ny fo no itenena ny vava.
So your mouth reveals what's going on in your heart.
Ekan vavanao izany dia mampiseho an'izay zavatra mitranga ao anatin'ny fonao ao.
So I can see when a person speaks what's really going on inside their heart.
Ka manomboka hitako izany amin'ny fomba fitenin'ny olona anankiray hoe inona marina ny ao anatin'ny fony ao.
One young girl says to another,
misy tovavy anankiray miteny amin'ny tovavy hafa,
all men or dogs, you can't trust them.
Lela rehetra alika daholo, tsy azo atokisana ireny.
What she's really saying is, I've been hurt by a man and you might be too.
Ny tena teneniny amin'izay hoe izaho efa noratrain'ny lehilahy ary ianao koa mety ho ratrainy.
But that's not redemptive in the way she said it.
Kanefa tsy izay le hoe efa voavitra le fomba fitenenana anazy.
She's speaking out of hurt and bitterness.
Fa miteny izy amin'ny alalan'le ratra sy le fangidiana.
So to redeem that speech,
dia mba hahafahana manavitra an'izay fomba fitenenana izay a,
a girl could say this to another friend.
Dia afaka miteny an'izao le tovovavy anankiray amin'le namany anankiray.
Some men will betray you. Choose carefully.
Ny lehilahy sasany a amitaka anao mahaiza mifidy tsara.
But you see, when we're in pain,
fa hitanareo rehefa mangiry firitsika,
we speak negatively, we speak bitterly.
Mitenitsika negatif, mitenitsika miaraka mifangidiana.
Now Jesus comes and he gives us a new heart.
Tonga Jesus dia manome antsika fo vaovao.
But then scripture also says we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Fantenin'Andriamanitra ihany koa milaza hoe itsika dia mila vaozina amin'ny fanavaozana ny saina.
So when you speak, you're revealing what's in your heart.
Ka rehefa miteny ianao dia mampiseho ianao izany ny zava-misy ao anatin'ny fonao ao.
If there's hurt or bitterness or pain,
nao misy irifiry na misy fangidinana, misy zavatra marary.
If there's criticism and negativity,
nao misy kritika na misy zavatra negatif.
If there's jealousy or gossiping,
na misy fosafosana na misy fialonana.
Jealousy here, gossiping here.
Nialato dia mifosafosa ato.
You see, there's a link.
Hitanareo misy fampitohizana ireo.
So when you hear yourself saying things that are always negative or always harsh or always bitter,
ka rehefa henonao ny tenanao manomboka ny teny ohatrany hoe negatifa foana na masika be foana na miteny zavatra tsy mety foana,
you need to go before God and say, soften my heart again.
Dia manantona an'Andriamanitra dia miteny hoe alemeo indray ny foko.
Heal my hurts.
Tena sitrany ny marary anahako.
So that I can start to speak a blessing.
amin'izay afaka manomboka amin'ny teny fitahiny.
And then of course,
dia avy eo mazava ho azy.
Your mind has strongholds.
Dia manana fahatanjahana ihany koa ny sainao.
Just bad habits.
Izany hoe fa fahazaran-dratsy.
Like your personality sometimes is a bad habit.
Ohatran'ny hoe ilay toetsainao iny indraindray lasa fahazaran-dratsy.
Like someone who always sees the problem but never anything positive.
Ohatran'ilay olona mahita ny olana foana tsy mahita zavatra positifa mihitsy.
So you go around telling people what they already know, but it's always the negative.
Dia lasa ianao mandeha mitetitety olona miteny an'izay zavatra hoe fantatra ao nefa negatifa foana.
And then James says to us,
dia miteny amintsika Jakoba hoe,
he says, put a bridle on your tongue.
Ozy izy hoe asivo vy miazona ny lelanareo.
He means control your tongue.
Tiny ho tenenina hoe fehezo ny lelanareo.
Says it's dangerous.
Ozy izy hoe mampididozy
io. It can start a fire.
Afaka mampirehatra afo io.
It can spread lies and destruction.
Afaka mampanaparitaka lainga sy fanapotehana io.
Proverbs tells us it's better to shut up.
Ary ny oabolana dia miteny amintsika mihitsy hoe tsara kokoa ny mangina.
In other words, like my granny used to say,
raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa dia tahaka amin'ny fitenin'ny bebe anay hoe,
if you don't have something good to say, then don't say anything at all.
Raha ohatra ianao ka tsy manana zavatra tsara ho lazaina dia aza miteny ninininina mihitsy.
We need that wisdom.
Mila an'izany fahendren' izany tsika.
Because sometimes we open our mouths only to say something negative.
Satria tsika indraindray manokatra ny vavatsika dia ny any tenenintsika amin'izay fotoana izay dia zavatra negatifa foana.
James says control your tongue.
Ozy izy Jakoba hoe fehezo ny lelanareo.
Because there is a delay. There is a time delay between when Jesus saves you and when you're perfect.
Satria mbola misy ohatrany fotoana kely eo anelanelana eo ny amin'ilay fotoana nanavotan'i Jesosy ianao sy ny amin'ilay ahatongavana ho tonga tena tanteraka.
That's true for all of us.
Marina izany ho antsika rehetra rehetra.
You could have been saved 30 years ago.
Mety efa voavonjy ianao 30 taona lasa izay.
You are not yet perfect.
Mbola tsy tonga lafatra ianao.
Which means you have to put a guard on what you say.
Dikan'izay dia hoe mila miambina tsara ianao mametraka fiambenana mihitsy ny amin'ny zavatra izay ho teneninao.
So that when you open your mouth,
amin'izay fotoana izay ianao rehefa manokatra amin'ny vavanao,
you speak words that build up and edify.
Dia iteny ianao teny izay manangana sy manandratra ny hafa.
It's very important in marriage.
Tena zava-dehibe izany eo amin'ny fanambadiana.
Your wife's upset you.
Manao zavatra masositra anao ilay vadinao.
I don't know what she did wrong. Maybe she burnt the food.
Ilay vady vehivavy io, tsy fantatro izay zavatra tsy nentina ataony. Mety hoe nandoro an'ilay sakafo izy, may ny sakafo.
And you go, you, and you're about to tell her something you better not say that.
De yin ano fa saiky tena yenao tite te tonga to sana alo mintsy na lotsy tenenko le izy.
Watch what you say.
Tandrem tsara izay zavatra teneninao.
Because once your words have gone out there, you can never take them back again.
Satria raha voafotafa voaka eo fotsiny ny teninao iny a tsy ho voaverinao intsony iny.
The same when a friend disappoints you.
Mitovy amin'izay ihany koa raha misy namanao mety hoe mandiso fanantenananao.
Don't say something that you will regret.
Aza miteny zavatra izay mety hoe anenenanao rehefa avy eo.
Look at Colossians 4 verse 6.
Andona jerevantsika ny Kolosiana toko faefatra andinin'ny fahaenina. Aoka ny fiteninareo ho amin'ny fahasoavana mandrakariva, ho mamy sira mba ho fantatrareo izay tokony avalinareo ny olona rehetra.
See, God wants to change the way we speak.
Itanareo tena tian'Andriamanitra ho vaina mihitsy ny fomba fitenitsika.
He wants you to use your mouth to bring grace.
Tiny ianao ampiasa ny vavanao mba hitondra fahasoavana.
Conversation full of grace.
Ny tena hoe fifampiresahana feno fahasoavana.
So someone comes to you.
Ka misy olona tonga makany aminao.
And they say, did you hear what so and so did?
De ozy izy hoe, henonao ve ny teneniny ihany?
And then they say something that embarrasses that other person.
Dia miteny zavatra manao izay ohatrany hoe manalabaraka an'ilay olona anankiray izy.
And you, what do you do?
Dia inona ny mba ho ataonao?
You should either just get up and leave.
Na ianao mitsangana dia mandeha.
Don't agree.
Aza miombikevitra.
Just say something like this.
Mitenena zavatra ohatran'izao.
I don't know if that's true. I wasn't there.
Tsy fantatro raha marina izany na tsy satria izaho tsy teo.
I don't think we should speak about that person behind their back.
Samen hoe sameritretra tsy tokony iresaka ny olintsika raha ohatra ka tsy ho imasony.
God is very interested in how we speak about one another.
Tena mahaliana an'Andriamanitra mihitsy ny fomba fifampiresahantsika na hoe fomba atao resahantsika ny amin'ny olona hafa.
God cares about what you say about your mother-in-law.
Tena mahaliana ny olona mihitsy ny fomba fitenao ny amin'ny rafozanao.
So rather say nothing.
Ka aleonao tsy miteny ninina.
Unless you can say something good.
Raha tsy hoe angava iteny zavatra tsara ianao.
God cares about how you speak about your enemies.
Ary tena mahaliana an'Andriamanitra koa ny fomba fiteninao ny amin'ny fahavalonao a.
Interesting.
Mahaliana.
He actually wants you to speak well of everyone.
Tena tiany mihitsy ianao iteny tsara ho an'ny olona rehetra.
So there's some people I just don't want to speak about.
Ka misy izany olona tena hoe tsy tiana ho resahana mihitsy.
That's okay.
Tsy maninona izany.
Better to say nothing than to speak something evil.
Aleo lavitra tsy miteny ninina toy izay teny zavatra ratsy be.
Secondly,
faharoa.
So my first point was God doesn't want us to speak obscenely or negatively, but he wants us to speak redemptively.
Izay izany ilay teboka voalohany hoe tsy tian'Andriamanitra isika iteny fitenenana ratsy a fa fitenenana izay hoe efa voavitra.
The second thing I want to tell you is not to be afraid.
Ary ny zavatra faharoa tiako tenenana anareo dia hoe mba tsy atahotra.
In a superstitious way.
Amin'ilay hoe finonom-pona.
Don't be afraid of words.
Aza matahotra teny.
You see, some people think that if you say the wrong thing, you'll bring bad luck.
Hitanareo misy ny olona matahotra hoe raha miteny zavatra tsy tokony ho tenenina ianao a, zavatra hoe diso izany ny fomba fiteninao anazy dia hiteraka zavatra ratsy ho anao ilay izy vitany ratsy.
Sometimes in the church, they've gone to the extreme of trying to teach something called positive confession.
Indraindray a ny any amin'ny fiangonana dia lasa lavitra loatra mampianatra hoe ny fomba fiteny tokony ho positifa foana.
As if words in themselves have inherent power.
Ohatrany hoe amin'ilay teny iny hoe iny teny fotsiny iny dia misy hery ao anatiny ao.
They quote Proverbs 18 verse 21.
Tenenin'ilay ao amin'ny oabolana toko fahavalo ambin'ny folo andininy faharaika amby roapolo a.
And they say death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Hoe ny fiainana sy fahafatesana dia eo amin'ny lela.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Fahafatesana sy fiainana dia ao amin'ny herin'ny lela izany ao amin'ny lela.
And those who love it will eat its fruits.
Ka izay tiany izany a dia hihinana ny vokany.
And then they say that we are like God so we can speak things into being.
Atosy hoe tsika dia tahaka an'Andriamanitra ka tsika afaka miteny zavatra ihany koa mba izy.
And so you must now use your speech as a tool.
Ka izao ny teninao a dia mila ampiasainao a ho fitaovana.
To get what you want.
Mba azahoanao an'izay tianao ho azo.
Money come to me.
Ry vola tonga avy aty amiko.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And we do a little thing like I claim the blessing.
Dia miteny zavatra kely koa tsika, izaho manodidy ny fitahiana.
I walk in healing. In Jesus' name.
Samandeha ho amin'ny fahazitranana amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
And we get very nervous because we think it's our words that are bringing us either good fortune or bad.
Dia manomboka matahotra hoe satria eritreretintsika hoe ilay tenintsika no mitondra an'ilay soa na ilay ratsy amintsika.
The Bible doesn't teach that.
Ny Baiboly tsy mampianatra an'izany.
The Bible teaches that it is God's blessing that counts.
Fa ny Baiboly dia mampianatra hoe ny fitahian'Andriamanitra ny tonga.
It's his word that brings blessing or curse.
Ary ny teny no mitondra fitahinana ozony.
And it comes into effect in our lives when we align our words with his words.
Ary misy fetraikany eo amin'ny fiainantsika izany raha ohatra ny tenintsika ampifanarahantsika amin'ny teniny.
Faith comes by hearing.
Ny finoana dia avy amin'ny fiainoana.
Hearing the word of God.
Fiainoana ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Not making up your own words.
Fa tsy hoe ianao no mamorimporina ny teninao rery eo.
So we see the word of God says God calls things that be not as though they were.
Ary tsika dia mahita hoe ny tenin'Andriamanitra dia miantso ny zavatra tsy misy ho tahaka ny misy.
But I can't go to my little car and command it to become a twin cab.
I
speak to my little Hyundai i10 and I say, be a Hilux
4x4.
You can try it. If the prosperity gospel is right, those of you who came here by foot, go stand in the parking lot and call forth your car. One of the early pioneers of that teaching,
anisan'ny anankiray tamin'izay olona hoe nanangana an'izany karazana fampianarana izany a,
a man by the name of Kenneth Hagin,
ny anaran'izay olona izay hoe Kenneth Hagin,
could just as easily have been Kenneth Copeland.
Angamba ihany koa mety hoe
Kenneth Copeland.
Scotland.
Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin are both guys who teach this word of faith stuff. And the one guy, Kenneth Hagin, said this. I haven't had a headache in 45 years. The last headache I had was in 1948. I haven't had a headache. And the last time,
ary dia tamin'izay farany izay a,
2 weeks ago,
roa herinandro lasa izay,
when my head was hurting,
tamin'ilay andohako narary a,
I said I don't have a headache.
Dia ozy izy aho hoe za tsy marary andoha.
Do you get it?
Henonareo ve ilay izy teo?
He's had headaches.
Narary andoha izy ka.
He just denies them.
Fa laviny fotsiny ilay izy.
He says it's not a headache.
Ozy izy hoe tsy aretina andoha izany.
But he just said 2 weeks ago when my head was sore. But I haven't had a headache since
1948.
That's not faith. It's not power. It's delusion and denial. My point is this. God has all the power. And He honors His word. So when we put our eyes on Jesus, and align our speech with His speech, then the blessing of God comes. And when we look at how God speaks, He speaks to build and to edify and to bless.
Ary izy dia miteny mba anangana sy anandratra sy hita.
And He also speaks to curse and to break.
Ary izy ihany koa dia miteny ny amin'ny fanapahana ny ozina.
But He is very specific about when He speaks those things.
Fa izy anefa dia tena manokana tsara mihitsy rehefa miteny an'ireny teny ireny izy.
So my third point.
Ka nitebika fahatelo tiako tenena.
My second point was words are not magic.
Ny tebika faharoa dia hoe ny teny tsy hoe mazimazia io akory.
My third point is speak to edify.
Dia nitebika fahatelo mitenena mba ohatrany hoe anabe na anandratra ny hafa.
But also speak to confront.
Ary ihany koa mitenena ihany koa mba hanatrika.
Ephesians tells us to speak the truth in love.
Ny Efesianina dia miteny amintsika hoe tenena amin'ny mpitiavana amin'ny fahamarinana.
Speak the truth in love.
Tena hoe tenena amin'ny mpitiavana amin'ny fahamarinana.
That means we should use our words to bring the truth.
Dikan'izany hoe mila ampiasaintsika ny tenintsika mba hitondra ny fahamarinana.
With the motive of love.
Ary ny antony itenenantsika anazy dia fitiavana.
That means with our words we should not just settle for protecting ourselves but we should speak up on behalf of others.
Ary ny tenintsika izany dia tsy tokony hoe hiarovantsika ny tenantsika fotsiny fa mba ho tenenintsika mba hitenenantsika ho an'ny hafa.
In other words,
raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa izay,
speak out against injustice.
Mitenena manohitra ny tsy fahamarinana.
You speak the truth.
Tenena ny fahamarinana.
You say this situation, if you look at a situation that's corrupt,
tene noe titwe tsavatre tia rotre tanoe misia sarate onatene ni twe tsavatrin,
you say that's wrong.
Doses anoe tsmet ti.
Someone asks for a bribe,
ramisulna mangata katsulta na kulkuli amnao,
you say that's wrong.
Doses anoe disu san.
Someone takes advantage of the poor,
misulna manararotra mand,
you say that's injustice. People making themselves rich at the expense of others,
misulna mampiasa ny hafa mba hahatonga azy anankarena,
you say you need to do your job properly, not corruptly. Jesus in his speech was not gentle with the Pharisees.
Jesus tamin'izy nitenitsy hoe nalefaka izy tamin'ny fariseo,
because the Pharisees were corrupt leadership.
Satria ny fariseo dia mpitarika ratsy.
We must speak like God.
Mila miteny tahaka an'Andriamanitra tsika.
Words of compassion to the broken.
Teny malefaka feno fitiavana ho an'ireo izay torotoro.
Words of comfort to the hurting.
Teny mampionina ho an'izay marary.
Words of salvation for the lost.
Ary teny mitondra teny mpanavotana ho an'ireo izay very.
But confrontation and condemnation to the corrupt and the unjust.
Fa kosa fanameloana sy tena hoe fiatrehana ho an'ireo izay manao asa ratsy sy manao zavatra tsy mety.
What do you use your mouth for?
Inona ary mba ampiasanao ny vavanao?
Is it just to criticize?
Le izy ve hoentinao manakritika fotsiny ihany?
Or is it to construct something, to build something good?
Sa le izy entinao hoe manamboatra zavatra na manangana ny hafa, mampianatra ny hafa?
Jesus wants to redeem how you speak.
Tena tian'Andriamanitra, tena tian'i Jesosy ho avotana ny fomba fiteninao.
So I'm going to pray for us.
Ka hivavaka ho antsika ako.
Pray that God would give you grace today.
Ary dia hivavaka mba hoe hanome anao fahasoavana Andriamanitra androany.
To make adjustments.
Mba teny hoe ahafahanao manao fiovana.
To repent if necessary.
Hibebaka raha ilaina izany.
So that your mouth can be used for the glory of God.
Amin'izay ny vavanao mba ho azo ampiasaina ihany koa ho an'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
Heavenly Father.
Ry Andriamanitra iray eo.
We're in your presence.
Eto anatrehanao izahay.
And you're a God who speaks.
Ianao ilay Andriamanitra izay miteny.
May we understand the holiness of speech.
Ho azonay tsara ny fahamasinan'ny fitenenana.
Would you put a guard on our lips?
En ametezanao ametraka fiambenana mihitsy eo amin'ny molotray.
Help us to learn to control our tongues.
Ampenaro izahay mba tena hianatra hifehy lelanay.
So we wouldn't swear.
Amin'izay izahay mba tsy hiteny ratsy.
Or gossip.
Na hifosafosa.
Or always be negative and critical.
Na ho negatifa sy ho anakritika fotsiny.
But that we would speak words that bring life and healing and hope.
Fa hitondra izahay teny mitondra fiainana sy fanantenana.
And words that do good to those that hear them.
Ary teny izay mitondra zavatra tsara ho an'ireo izay mihaino azy.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.